Good evening, folks. This is The Weird Part, and I am your host, Vincent Treewell. I have a very special guest tonight, Mary Sutherland. She's an investigator, a researcher, and a prolific author, and is focused on the Burlington region of Wisconsin, which, as you know from previous episodes, we've had some experience in. So, Mary, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I'm really glad that we finally got together. I apologize for last week, but
things happen.
You know how that
exactly.
Goes.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
No Zoom call has ever started on time, I believe, in the history of Earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to have my own radio station, BUFO Radio. And I had that when the internet first started out, it almost seems like. Anyhow, it was quite popular. I was one of the first internet shows there was. There was Coast to Coast, Jeff Rents, and what was that other, Wild Country or something like that, and myself.
Oh,
And
wow.
we talked about everything from paranormal to UFOs. I'd interview people that had written books, it was fun. I actually have all the shows on my website, burlingtonnews.net. You go to members and click onto that, and that'll take you into the members site. And I have all those interviews archived in my membership site. So,
oh, wow. That sounds absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, and if you don't have a membership already, there's another link there taking you to membership. And you just, I think it's like $25 every 6 months, something like that. But there's a lot of information on there.
Oh, I could tell just by the public site that, yes, there's many things going on there. And you've researched personally and dug up a lot of this stuff. Let's see. You've been a researcher and author for a number of years. How many books have you written, and what are some of the topics you've researched?
I think I'm going on number 13. Either I have 13 out there, or I'm still working on book number 13. I was trying to get books out like once every year, once every 2 years, but then, my husband, he got cancer. And, in past 2 years ago, and as a matter of fact, I think that you're probably only the second show that I've actually okayed to do since that time.
Well, thank you.
Because,
That's a real honor. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, it's time to get back on the horse, right? And ride. So that's what I'm trying to do, is get back into doing interviews and writing my books and that. But, I write on the first book I wrote was Living in the Light and Believe in the Magic, where I combined common sense with Christianity, with the old ancient theology, and the mystics. And kind of put them all together.
Esoteric, you might say,
just to create like a bridge for people that get caught up in just the Christian or the Islam or whatever belief, and they kind of want to, go forward a little bit and kind of take a peek into the darkness and see what lies ahead. And so that book kind of gives an okay to be able to do that. So I wrote about my life, what I did, and how I was able to overcome some of my old beliefs that kept me glued in a certain spot. And it was very, very successful. And actually, I started the book because I actually wanted to prove to my boys that there was such a thing as God. Well, okay, so I started writing the book, and then next thing I know, I'm into H.P. Blavatsky's work, and then other esoteric type books, and something that I was trying to do just to prove to my boys, I was actually able to prove to myself that it was okay to go on and explore, all religion and belief system. So it was a
That's
good, and it was very, very good book. Very good book.
that
Then I
sounds
went on.
fascinating. I
Oh,
mean,
it is. It's
that's
still popular. Yeah.
fear holds a lot of people back from,
It does.
it keeps you in a box that you can only believe this and don't look
It
at this,
does.
pay no attention to this.
Well,
And
the
I don't
first thing they
think,
do is tell
yeah.
you if you don't, if you question a priest or your minister or whatever, then you question God. Thus, you're committing a sin. Thus, you're going to go to hell, and that's not true,
No, exactly.
And so, like
I've
when I decided to go on my trip, my path, I just said, I did a prayer and I just says, hey, God, here I am, but I'm trying to work my way home. And I want to do it my way and find you instead of getting caught up, in the Christianity or whatever. So I said, I know I'm going to be making some mistakes. And I says, just remember, the only reason I'm going forward and making these mistakes is because I'm trying to find my way back home to you. So I says, instead of getting angry with me, just kind of help me get, pick me up out of the pitfalls and help me keep going. And he did, so now
Yes.
I'm, and I'm, when people ask me what I am, that's exactly what I say. I am who I am. That is who I am. I'm Popeye Sailor Man, But I found that in all it in each type of a religion you have out there, it's one thing that holds true with everything, with everyone, and that is love.
That is the
They
prime
can.
directive. Yes, it is.
That's the prime directive, but right there is love. And as long as you can hold love in your heart, well, then you got a great start.
Yes, indeed. I've
Yeah.
fairly
Then after.
recently gotten involved with a spiritualist church. I'm not a member, but I've got a lot of respect for what they do. And they're very open-minded.
Very,
About,
very.
yes, we follow Jesus Christ, but we also are okay with reincarnation. And we're also okay with what Buddha had to say. And we're also okay with a lot of different paths. And as someone wise that I can't remember the link to, but all the paths end up at the same direction, at the same goal. And I tend to believe that. So, yeah,
I
I
believe
get
that
where you're
too.
coming from.
Yeah, I believe that myself, and and if the religion is preaching hatred and condemnation towards your fellow neighbor and stuff like that, I just kind of stay away from all that. I'm just kind of
Absolutely. That's not
the
what this
old
is
ways,
about, you know.
the ancient ways of the ancient ones, and I believe that everything has spirit, rocks, trees, animals, people, we all
Kind
have a
of
soul.
an animism that
Animism, yeah.
10 years ago I would have said, there's no way, man. Come on.
Yeah, I
Rocks
know.
have a spirit, but
Yeah, a
I'm
soul, yeah.
not dismissive anymore. Because so many people whom I respect have brought that belief forward, and that's very common in other parts of the world, like Japan.
Well,
And
especially with crystals,
oh yeah, please talk about that for a moment if you can.
and gemstones. Well, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be totally, I'll be the first to admit, I'm not 100%, but I do have my beliefs, okay?
None of us
And I
are.
can't,
Nobody's got the final answers on this. Nobody got the crib notes, you know?
And if I feel that I'm wrong, or somebody tells me I'm wrong on something, they can prove it. Hey, I'm open to it. I'll admit I'm wrong. But anyhow, well, the gemstones. They say, like your pharmacist, your scientist, whoever, or the people of the higher learning, let's say, you go to them and you say, well, you've got crystals will do one thing for you, another will do another thing for your health, another will calm you, another one will put you to sleep, another one will, raise your energy so that you can get through the day a little bit easier. And they said, "Oh no, well, that's our medicine. Our medicine does that." Well, where's their medicine come from? Their medicine comes from the same source, through the minerals, through the gemstones. They grind them down into a powder, and as they take like poppies and different types of herbs, and all that stuff from nature that we all talk about, that they laugh at us about, is almost the same thing as what they're giving us in as a pharmaceutical, except they charge more and they got ingredients in there that are not good for you.
I would, right on. I would never tell anybody not to go to the doctor or not to use conventional medicine, but don't limit yourself to that. There's a lot more out there that can help you. And yes, they get it from plants, they get it from minerals. That's how it works, and
Well, like
I think you
the
kind of
willow
nailed it.
tree, they grow, that's they use it for aspirin, pain pills,
Yes, that's where that came from.
And then of
And
course that's acupuncture, acupressure. There is so many different things, and but we are not being taught right anymore. We never were. Well, I guess we were up until like maybe the 1800s, maybe, some of it, but as education, evolved, they took away a lot of the knowledge of, our basic survival, of how to live out in the how to survive out in a forest or into a rainstorm, a tornado, whatever, or even diseases,
Well, yeah,
so
a great disaster occurred when medicine became a for-profit industry, because then they have a very, narrow agenda. And step one is making a lot of money.
yeah.
Okay. And, crystals and herbs and things you can just do on your own don't make anybody any money.
No.
So, that's a component. Again,
Yeah.
I would never tell anybody, look, I'm a diabetic. I take insulin. Don't stop taking insulin because
Right.
you're taking fruit
But
juice.
I
Okay,
mean,
that
still,
it's not a substitute,
but
but
isn't that also God-given? I mean, the insulin, how do they make insulin, It all comes
oh,
from
it
one source.
comes from, actually, it used to come from the liver of pigs.
Yeah.
I think they make it a different
Really?
way nowadays, but when my granddad had it, they had to kill a bunch of pigs and take their livers. So,
Really, huh?
oh, it's pretty grisly, yeah. But
But you see, people don't know that. So, okay, so let's say something happens where there's no more insulin. What does people do if they know about the pigs, right? They can go there, I guess, right? I don't
yes,
know.
but yeah, I'm all for alternative medicine. I just combine it with conventional medicine
I
because
have
there
a whole.
is, to me, a basic, yeah, that'll help you at a certain level, but you can do more than that. And it's not an either or, it's an and, is what I think.
Well, sure. It's all God-given. It's just that
Right
some
on.
people know how to use that resource to create the medicine that we have today. But in a pinch, you could go back to the source, and make your own, and make it. I mean, maybe get through, bad headaches or whatever, trauma, whatever, or get high. What the hell? Let's say it as it is. You're all stressed out, go get some pot.
I'm no Woody Harrelson, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
But when you talk about animalism, animalism and spiritualism, I think that is why I'm able to find these portals, why I'm able to photograph people leaving their body, their etheric bodies, leaving their physical bodies and going into the other portals. I think it's because I wrote about it. I studied all the religions, and I respected what the religion said about, souls, and that animals have souls, trees, the plant life, all life has soul. And and it's everything is interconnected, everything. So, we're connected. I mean, it's just part of the environment. I mean, one can't really live without the other, really, for very long, because we all feed off each other spiritually as
Oh,
well as
yes.
physically. And so once you can grasp that concept and truly believe in it, open up your heart, open up your mind, and allow what is there to be there. All of a sudden, it opens up this chain of communication from the spirit world, and you can feel the portals. You can feel, like when you're on the right path, when you're on the wrong path. You can feel if a good person is a good, or a person is a good person, or if they're a bad person, if they're come to help you or to hurt you. But it's all having trust in the interconnection of it all.
Yes, you
And
begin to respect your own intuition, your own soul sense, your own. It's non-rational. It's not irrational, but it's non-rational. And it comes from your spirit. And
It
yes,
does.
I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Hinduism is the most ancient of religions. And it teaches that everything has a soul. And everything reincarnates over time. And my own personal, some of my most deep experiences have been past life memories that I 1,000%, nobody can talk me out of that. I don't care. It happened. I remembered things from another life. And that occurred, and I've talked about it on the podcast, but I 100% believe that I was in World War II and I died there. And I was, in either the Navy or the Marines, and I died in World War II. And I had a memory of that when I was 12 years old. And I don't know if you've heard, well, you're from Wisconsin, you know about the EAA show at Oshkosh.
The air show.
Yeah, at Oshkosh, yes. Every summer.
I think it's next week, as a matter of fact.
It's probably coming right up, yeah. And they recreated this air battle from the Pacific in World War II. And I'm 12 years old. I'm there with my father and my grandfather. And I started tripping out. And
Triggered the memory, huh?
yes, it did. And I felt it was so wrong that these two old timers who were in the battle were narrating the recreation. And I'm this like seventh grader, and I'm like, I deserve to be up there too. I was there too. That's not fair. And it's like, what kind of thought is that for a 12-year-old kid to have? That's crazy. But I knew what was going to happen, and I just totally vibed on that I had been there, and that's probably where I died. And then I came back again. And go ahead.
I remember one time I was walking by, coming from school, walking by this Catholic church, and all of a sudden, boom, I was in another time, another realm. I was a nun, and I was walking down, and I was walking in, they had like a garden in this churchyard, and I was w with filled up with flowers, and I was walking down that little lane, sidewalk, whatever. And I was just at peace with myself, enjoying or looking at the flowers, very, very peaceful. And then boom, back I was right back to my body again, But I mean, nobody's going to tell me I didn't experience it, because I know I did,
Exactly. And
And
when you've
then, yeah, and
been
then there
there,
was another one where, I died in this. This was I had went and had hypnosis done. And it was like that Dolores Cannon, these people, it's very dangerous to take a person past a certain point, okay, in hypnosis.
Oh, there can be
Dolores
all
Cannon.
kinds of problems with hypnotic
Yeah,
regression,
and
you know?
Dolores Cannon used to do that. She would take people past that point, and they would tell her about seeing aliens or whatever, And but they would have never remembered it if they hadn't gotten past that one point. The only problem is sometimes you can't bring a person back. And but
Oh,
and so she
dear.
was the only one that really, really practiced it. Well, I mean, as a career. And but anyhow, I gotta know everything, And so anyhow, I went to these hypnotists, and they were certified hypnotists. They had a building, a shop, store, whatever you want
Oh,
to call it.
yes.
And anyhow, I went there and I told them, I first of all I started with because I was writing a book. I was writing an article. I had a Phoenician magazine in Phoenix, Arizona, and as I was writing an article on past, or how what was it? On, oh no, just on hypnosis. And so anyhow, I went in there and told what I was doing stuff, blah blah blah. And they says, yeah, sure, we can help you. But as time went on, and I felt more and more comfortable with these people, I says, listen, I says, I want to take back as far as I can go. So they says, well, we can do life regression if you want. Okay, fine. So anyhow, through this life regression, I found that they took me to the point where I actually died. And it was a tunnel. We were mine. Well, when I was a young man, I took care of my family in West Virginia or someplace like that. But then when they died off from some flu or whatever, I moved to out to Arizona, and or someplace out west, and I got back into mining again. But that's where I, there was a cave in, and I was died. And so but now, okay, so a lot of people experience that, but I actually left my body. I actually remember leaving my body, going through this tunnel, and I seen all these little sparkle things, all around me. Some were going past me, some were, slower than me, some were just like still. Then I remember going to this place where it was just a place of peace. No, I would take that back. Then I met a person like Jesus. I don't know if it's Jesus, but I mean, he put out that the impression, of just pure love. And then the next thing I know, I'm in this one place where everything is nice and quiet and calm, and I loved it there, but it was darkness, like I was in a deep sleep. Then they called me, I don't know, the whoever they were called me and says, well, you got to go back to Earth again. And I says, no, I'm not going. And they says, well, you got away with it once, but you're going this time. And I says, yeah, okay. So that's when I realized that, we still have a little bit of free will even there
Oh,
until they say,
yes.
yeah. And so anyhow, they sent me back. And I now remember, I've been remembering all this stuff. I remember being in my mother's womb. I remember how tight it was, and how, I remember the birthing process, and then being born. And then after I was born, then I, just everything went blank again. But so yeah, you can have like you had, or I had that one time with as where you just like kind of like remote. Review or step out of your body, go back into time or whatever, or you could have a like a like a hypnosis. But
Oh,
I
I
had to
can
quit though
tell you,
because
yeah.
I had a problem one time. They took me back too far, and they really did have a hard time getting me back, but so I anyhow I figured that's the end of that. But that's what it is. It's a cup, through our life, through our path, we're constantly compiling information. And then we use that information to, well, we're supposed to use that information to evolve. But then, the elite factor steps in and says, well, we don't want you knowing any of this stuff because if you did, we wouldn't be able to control you. So, Davy
And
Crockett
that's
died at the Alamo, and all this stuff, and
I
people
think you've
believe it, they
hit
create
on
their own
something
history.
very important there, that modern day capitalists, and equally the communists, I guess, but there ain't too
Yeah.
many communists, but modern day capitalists don't want you to be anything other than a walking, talking piece of meat, okay?
Yeah.
Because then you're under control. And if you're an eternal being that can't really die and you reincarnate over and over,
Yeah.
that reduces their power significantly, okay?
Yeah.
You don't care about that because, this is just this life. I've been here before. I'm going to do this again. And it changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
I literally believe that.
And
Just.
even in the Bible, there was one in the New Testament, there was a few mentions of reincarnation, but during the Council of Nicene, they took out all that information on reincarnation. But I
Thank you.
mean,
That was edited out because we want people to think this is a one-way trip at one time and then that's it. So you better do the right thing. You better do exactly what you want you to do, or else you're gonna pay the price. Instead of no, this is a journey. We are all eternal beings that come back again and again and again. When I was a little boy, when I was 6, 7 years old, I had these weird repetitive dreams. And these are the only repetitive dreams I've ever had. I dreamed I was Popeye the Sailor Man. Yes,
Oh,
the
really?
cartoon. And I
Is
dreamed
that something? Because I just brought, I am what I am. That's who I am,
I am what I
Popeye
am, yes.
the
And he's a
Sailor
rough,
Man.
tough
Synchronicity.
he's a rough, tough kind of little bit crude, but he's a tough guy. He's a sailor man.
Yeah.
And I dreamed repeatedly that I died and I went to heaven. And heaven was all these beautiful ethereal angels out of like some kind of painting that they were all totally pure and, ethereal. And they said, "You're not ready for this." And they dropped me back down to earth and I landed in a field. And I woke up again. I was like, I had that dream over and over. That's the only repetitive dream I've ever had.
Well, they
And I've.
say that when you die, or not die, but when you go to sleep, your soul travels. So yeah, it could very possibly, especially being that it was so repetitive that you were actually going there and being sent back.
You got some improvement to do, man, before you're ready to go to heaven. We're not ready for you just yet, okay? And I took that to heart. I accept that as being a real thing that happened, But
Well,
yeah.
through my research, and understanding, this is what I believe heaven and hell to be, is it you create your heaven and your hell here on earth based on, what you've been taught, what you believe in. So like if you go to church all the time and all they do is say, well, you're probably going to be going to hell if you're born into sin, you're going to die into sin, you're going to go to hell or whatever. And then you
Lot of
get
people
like
are
a,
really negative, man.
oh yeah.
Like,
And so
a lot of
when they get,
people, like, their God is so bad that
oh
why would you
yeah.
even want to worship that?
Well, I
No,
always say
man.
when kids, I use this for kids most of it, but I say, when they say, well, where's God, or who's God? I say, love, God is love, and love is God. That's all you need to know.
Right on.
Anything coming out of love is of God. If it's not coming out of love, it's not of God. But
That makes a
anyhow,
lot of sense.
well,
I love the way the spiritualists call it infinite intelligence, because not an over-anthropomorphized being that's a king basically sitting on a throne throwing people to hell. That's not
Well, that
God.
you're seeing,
That
well, you're seeing that a lot in these cults nowadays,
Yeah.
like Scientology and Well, I guess I shouldn't be naming a bunch of names, but there's
There's
cults out there that,
countless
Jim
groups,
Jones,
but
look at what happened with the Kool-Aid. These
And
people, they just follow them, because
yeah,
I don't
that's
understand really
the
why, but
creator of all the
because,
universe ain't gonna throw you to hell because you made some mistakes. That doesn't make any sense to me, you know? Come on. I
well,
like
going back,
Carlton Pearson. He was a evangelical bishop, and he came forward and said, "I don't believe in hell anymore, at least not an eternal hell."
No.
Because no matter what you did, eternity is forever, ever, ever, ever. Like even if you even wh wh whoever you can name, a billion years didn't cover it. You know, I mean, dang, there has to be some limit. No
Well, it's the
good God
fear.
would do that, you know?
Yeah, but that's the whole idea behind the Council of Nicene, is to control the people. You got to make them realize that, they only have one life to live, and they better be living it right. Otherwise, they're going to go to hell. And anything, and the only ones that know what God is saying is the pre or the priest or the prophet or whatever. And so they're the mouthpiece of God. So whatever they want to do with you, as far as control goes, they could use, that fear program, to keep you in line.
Oh, absolutely.
But my God, once you turn around and you cut that cord, oh, I remember what I did. And it's just like, it that all that fear, that anxiety, that worries, that because, God knows we all have worries. But I mean, it was, I just kind of put it in the universe's hands, the angels or whoever, saying, hey, you guys take care of it. I got other things
No,
to do, and
was a
it worked
breaking
for
point
me.
for me too.
Yeah, it worked for me.
I was in the
But what I was
military.
going to say, though, let me finish
Go
this
ahead,
one.
please.
Because what they say, well, you make your heaven and earth here on hell. So if these cult members or these cult leaders or these religious leaders can convince you that there's a possibility that you're going to go to hell, you may have like a out-of-body experience or a near-death experience, and you'll when they go, they'll come back to tell the story that they were in hell. They've seen the fires of hell, they did everything. But that's because that's what they believe in. And that's what they're talking about as far as making you make your heaven here or your hell here. And so, like, if you want a heaven, you visualize what your heaven's going to be, whether it be
Yes.
angels or if it's a job, maybe you visualize being the president of the United States or the president of some heaven, but it's all according to your belief system, and you make it, because we make
Yes,
everything
you
through our
pick up
thought.
what you've
And
already been
yeah.
programmed, yeah, or what you've self-programmed, you might say.
You self-program. Yeah. You eliminate all that stuff that you've been taught and redo, reset.
Exactly. And
And
if I
yeah.
just may kick in for 2 seconds,
Sure.
that's why I'm very careful to never say, "Oh, this is my luck. Like I got bad luck."
Oh,
No,
yeah,
I have
right.
good luck. I
Yeah.
win this stuff. Okay.
Well,
You
another one.
speak into reality what you want to happen. Now, I'm not
Totally.
talking about the secret
Oh,
and things manifest
no,
and blah, blah,
no.
blah. I'm talking
Well,
about put yourself in a positive mindset that you good things are going to happen because we're going to make them happen, and that's what's going to
Yeah.
happen.
Well, if
And
you worry about something, or you like you said, you're saying something the wrong way, you bring it on yourself, and then you say, oh,
precisely.
woe is me. And then once you say, woe is
Now,
me, then the brain, the mind starts creating more woe for you.
exactly. You will see what you want to see. Not even what you want to, but what you've told yourself you're going to see. You know, man, I got to tell you, Mary, we've gone pretty far afield from the Burlington Vortex.
But
Can
we
we?
really haven't, because see, It's all interconnected. And once you realize how interconnected it is, then all of a sudden you've put yourself in that vibration, that frequency where you can actually start communicating and understanding what's going around you, even though you can't hear it and you can't see it. You're feeling it. And that's why I've been so successful with finding these portals, multi-dimensional portals, and being able to photograph people actually leaving, ethically leaving their bodies,
Please, if you could
it's a
just shift
wonderful
gears
thing.
just a little bit,
Sure.
tell us about the Burlington Vortex and the portals, and feel just elaborate
Yeah,
on that, please.
sure. Well, for one thing, I was the one that coined the term Burlington Vortex. And everybody thought I was totally crazy. It's like, what the heck are you talking about, woman? But
It's a
through,
familiar feeling, if you don't mind.
yeah, but I mean, but the thing is, I'm such a stubborn person. If I believe in something, if you tell me and you show me that I'm wrong, hey, I'll be the first to admit it. But until you can prove that or disprove what I've already, that I know as a truth or believe as a truth, then I'm going to continuously try to get in there and research it. When I research, I go, I physically touch, I spiritually feel, I go back home, I get on the internet, I study, I buy books, I study more, I contact my peers, and I say, what do you think of this? I mean, I tear it apart, And then once
Oh,
I've got it all
yeah.
tore apart, then I inspect it and it's like, okay, I see what's coming here. Okay. But it's all, people used to say, well, Mary, you believe in UFOs. Mary, you believe in spirituality. Mary, you believe in underground tunnels. You believe in sacred sites. You got to, you're not going to ever get ahead by being so multi belief system, and you got to pick one item and focus on that. And it's like,
No
how can I?
way.
Because
I
it's
believe the
interconnected.
complete
It's more,
opposite. It's totally interconnected. This is the new
totally.
wave of the paranormal. Like,
Yeah, it
we're
you.
seeing that Bigfoot and UFOs and men in black and non near-death experiences, and all this stuff is connected deeply. It's all
Totally.
the
Yeah.
same thing in different manifestations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And everybody I know, to be blunt, everybody I know who's smart believes the same kind of thing, that we don't have an explanation, but we know that this stuff is all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally right. And so that's what I was saying. That's how come I was able, like even with us talking tonight, we're still Burlington Vortex because look at synchronicity. You've been to the woods. I've been to the woods. Tonight you had me on your radio show. What did we talk about? Popeye. That's synchronicity. That's like
Exactly. That's
all these different subjects coming together as one,
it's no accident.
Right, exactly. And like the Burlington Vortex is one of the most phenomenal, or Burlington area, I should say, is one of the most phenomenal places there is in the world, as far as I'm concerned. They and I you think I could get people talking about it? I mean, like I've had archaeologists come, I've had different physicists come. And people from the various universities that want to check out my cameras and all that stuff to see if they can get the same thing as me, blah blah blah. And they all say, hey, how the hell did you find this place? They can there has never been in what maybe 15 years I've been doing this that one person that's ever been able to go in there and prove that I'm making anything up. They
Oh
can't do it.
no,
They
I didn't get
cannot
that
do it.
impression
They
at
can
all.
say it. They can say it, but they can't prove it. Because why? Because it's real. You know, and I came upon it by accident, but I don't, you know, of course, there's no such thing as an accident. But I think that I was put there at some point in time in my life to expose the phenomena, you know, to show
Oh,
people that
yes.
there's so much more that we cannot see and hear, you know, and we can travel into, you know, we travel all the time into all these different dimensions. You know, when we start daydreaming, we're not here, we're there, you know, our bodies are on the autopilot, you know, and we're out there, you know, flying kites or whatever, but we're really there. We're really flying that kite because, you know, etherically, we have moved on, you know, and we're doing things using our mind, not our brain, but our mind to do it, you know, and
And those are two different things. The
totally,
brain's
totally.
just the tissue that receives the info from the mind. That's
Exactly.
my hypothetical, you know?
No, that's not hypothetical. That's true. You know, it's you know, you got a physical and you got a spiritual. The brain is the physical, the mind is your spiritual or your soul. Or what I would like to believe is your Holy Ghost, you know, because in the Bible someplace it says that the only true sin is to disconnect yourself from your Holy Spirit. And I think that the Holy Spirit is the communication wire or whatever you want to call it from you to the God source, you know. And so if you listen to the like being intuitive, if you listen to your heart, listen to your gut, listen to all this, you know, you're listening to that your Holy Spirit that's connected to your God source, you know.
That makes a
That's
lot
how
of
it.
sense. Yes,
Yeah.
indeed.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you another one of my theories is little kids, because I love working with kids. Kids come up to me, say, well, actually adults do too. And they say, how can, with all the people in the world, how can God hear all the prayers? Okay. So I say, well, okay, you are a replica of God, you know. So any question you have, you can actually question yourself and find the answer. Because I says, not your mind, but take your brain. Your brain, anything, if you stub your toe and cut your finger and somebody pulled your hair, I says, every one of those, these neurons, you know, they pick it up and they send it to your brain. You feel the pain, send that message back to all those little places, you know, and they respond. And it's all done instantaneously. And I says, that's what God is, and that's how he hears your prayers. It's just like
You're a splinter of him.
a splinter of him. But you not, but because your but how your brain works is exactly how God can take care of all your prayers, because he knows everything instantaneously. He, she, universe, whoever you want to call it, you know, whatever you want to call it,
Infinite intelligence, exactly.
infinite intelligence and very, very real source.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyhow, that's what I tell the kids. It's like, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense.
It does. It does. It makes a lot of sense.
I used to, when I did the tours, you know, in Burlington, I'd go take them to the Haunted Woods, okay? And which is so strong, you know, there's nothing stronger than those woods. And
Oh, yeah.
first of all, what they would do, I'd tell people, you have to, you know, I say, first of all, think about it. I says, you're paying money to be on this tour. Do you really want to get something from your money, or do you just want to spend the money? You know, so I says, probably want to get something from the tour. You get your money's worth. So I says, listen, forget about what anybody else has ever said and just concentrate on what you are feeling when you're in these woods. Not what you've been taught, nothing or anything, just what you feel. And so they said, well, how do you do that? So I'd say, okay. And I have a person stand. I say, now close your eyes. And then he closed his eyes, and I'd back way up. And then I'd start coming towards him. And he was supposed to, tell me what he felt me, So it could be like 3 foot away from him, could be only an inch away from him. Okay. And so let's say, so anyhow, I maybe 3 foot away, the person would say, I feel you. Okay. Now there was other people that they were so concreted in their mind of what things should be and whatever. And so with those people, I would actually walk up to them because they say, well, I can't feel, nothing. And so I'd walk up to them, they'd say, well, I can't feel. Okay, fine. So I'd go back, do it again. But the next time I did it, I thunked them with my fingers. I thunked them on the forehead, hard, And I said, you feel that? Yeah. I said, okay, now we're going to try it again. So now they're really concentrating on how they're feeling because they know that if I get close enough to them, I'm going to thunk them on the head with my fingers, right? And I'll tell you, they feel me coming 3 foot away from them,
Oh
But,
yeah, no, that reminds me of those hardcore Buddhist monasteries where everybody's meditating and the head monk walks around and whacks people with a stick. Sometimes that's a component, you know. I don't recommend it, but
But it
it
helps
works
them
for people, yeah.
focus. Yeah, it helps them to focus. Because if they're going into the woods with a set mind, then they're not going to feel the vortexes. They're not going to feel the portal openings. They're not going to feel spirit around them. Because you can really feel spirit if you just go like how I said it, you just focus, you forget about everything else, you just feel it, just feeling, okay? And then all of a sudden, as you're walking, you'll feel that there's been a shift of some sort. Or maybe you might feel cold or hot or whatever, or all of a sudden you get dizzy, or you lose your balance. But that is, spirit communicating with you or something communicating with you, a portal, a vortex, or whatever,
Oh yeah. When
And
me and my friend hiked the trail, I just felt so lucky that, okay.
And the hike, and as you say, hike the trail, you're hiking the trail of haunted woods, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And we walked about 10 yards in. I said, this totally feels like the Blair Witch Project. And I said, I'm gonna shut up now, okay? And then we walked about 2
Okay, I'm going to
miles
stop
in.
you right there. When you walk about 10 foot in, did you feel stronger presence to the left?
Man, it's tough to recall, but just the whole
Because
vibe was so weird.
10 foot in on the left side is the fairy kingdom. There's a portal there. And the fairies come in and out of that portal. And we always leave like candy or something like that for them.
That
Yeah.
would not surprise me at
Yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew things are not normal here. And
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to shut up because I don't even feel comfortable talking about this. And so we hiked in for about 2 miles and hiked back. And I'm not the greatest hiker, so I had to sit down on a stump and catch my breath for a while. Because when I say Chris Farley and David Spade, does that ring a bell with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was kind of the Chris Farley, and he was kind of the David Spade. I'm kind of heavy set and walk kind of slow. And he walks 100 miles an hour, and is like, hey, so what's going on? Let's get this done. And like, okay, man, I can only walk so fast. I'm from Milwaukee. I'm not from Milwaukee. I'm from rural Fond du Lac, but when they said trail, I thought it was going to be paved and like relatively flat, and it's not like that. This is a real trail. This is up and down like a roller coaster. It's maybe 3 feet wide. It's covered in rocks. It's some hard hiking, and I did it, or I did most of it. But I was surprised by how intense it was. And so, but yeah, the whole time there's this vibe that this is not a ordinary place.
No.
And there were so many little altars off to the side of the trail. And sometimes I had to grab a tree branch so I didn't fall down the cliff. And it was absolutely fascinating. But I had zero problems believing that all sorts of things happen here.
Oh my God,
And
it's just amazing.
yes, it was for real. And we didn't see another human being on the entire time. We were out there for hours, And he went to the end. I went almost to the end and had to sit down on a stump and catch my breath. But it was very intense. And this is in the middle of the day with nothing going on. I can't
Oh, I
imagine what it's like at night.
know. That yeah, I take pictures during the daytime because people say, "Oh, well, is anything really going to happen out there?" I says, "This is how I look at it. During the day, it's the enchanted forest. At night, it's the haunted woods, and it really is. It's like a shift. It shifts from enchantment into haunting." And oh
Oh, I'd believe
my
that
God,
100%.
if the view is so cool.
I have to ask you one thing that's maybe off topic, but
Okay.
is there supposed to be a zip line on the trail?
A zip line. Did you go? No, I think that was actually stolen from there's it was out there with a couple police officers, they're friends of mine. And we came across it, and he figured where it came from was in Lake Geneva. They have one of these, like where you can go from treetop to treetop on a zip line. And somebody found that or took it and brought it to the haunted woods and tried to string it across there.
It looked like it was so bizarre. My slim friend did go down and try to investigate it. And I knew there's no way I'm getting back up if I go down that hill because it's super steep. And he said, this doesn't work as a zip line. If you zip lined on it, you just ended up hanging in the middle. And we were like baffled. What is this thing? Good Lord. And
Well, see, right, the crazy part about it is, like Bigfoot, they collect things, you know what I mean? I even had one woman, she was a nurse coming home from work one morning, and over by Bong Recreational Park right outside of Burlington, and she a Bigfoot crosses right in front of her, and he's got one of those signs underneath of his arm, that blink, for like construction or slow down, and it
Oh
blinks
man.
yellow. And he was
Wait,
taking it
a
home
minute.
with
So
him.
she saw a Sasquatch carrying a road sign with him. Wow.
And
Okay, that's
so,
a new one for
but
me. Go ahead,
anyhow,
please.
so that's when we realized, they take things home with them like a teenager. You know how the teenagers all have all that cool stuff in their bedroom?
Yes.
So anyhow, but the reason I bring that up is because where you see that zip line, maybe about, oh heck, oh, maybe 20 feet from there, you can hardly see it. But on the right-hand side, there is a Bigfoot shelter. It is huge and it's
Wow.
totally camouflage. And it sits on the side of the hill overlooking the there's like a chicken factory there, where they kill chickens and butcher them, and
We
what
didn't
the
see
Bigfoot do.
anything. The trail was so narrow. We just saw like swamp, and I don't
Well,
even.
there's so much. There's so much to see. But anyhow, well, that one police officer was the one that seen it, and showed it to me. So, I mean, I didn't discover it. Paul did. Paul and Cindy. And but anyhow, the Bigfoot, it's big enough for one Bigfoot to be sitting in there comfortably, right? And there's an opening there where he can sit there and watch the and watch that chicken factory, whatever you would call it, chicken
Sure,
ranch,
sure.
whatever.
Poultry
And anyhow,
processing
it,
facility,
yeah,
yeah.
processing. And so, because they would dump that stuff at night, the
Oh,
guts and
God.
all that stuff. So that Bigfoot was like a guard watching for that, because once they dumped it, the Bigfoot, it was done, the shift was done or whatever. I don't know how that works, but the Bigfoot would go down there and get that chicken stuff, because you
Oh,
could see the
wow.
trail. You could see the trail from, where they had that shelter, where you could actually see a trail leading down into that, down behind that chicken processing plant.
That is
And that's
absolutely
about 20,
fascinating.
yeah, and that's about 20 foot or so from that zip line that you saw. So some of us kind of thought, well, maybe somebody took it from Lake Geneva, brought it there, just left it, and then Bigfoot, says, hey, this be a fast way to get from one spot to another, and hooked it up themselves.
Now, if you're an 800-pound Bigfoot, it probably would work. It just
Oh,
wouldn't
heck
work for a
yeah.
human being.
No.
That's very interesting.
Because as high as it is,
Oh,
because it's
yeah.
higher than most people, you would think, it'd be maybe about 6 foot off the ground or even something like that. But I mean, it's what, up there about 8 foot, 9 foot, something
Oh,
like that.
I guessed about 20, but yeah, it
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
and it's just
So, I
like
mean,
nobody could do this. But of
no,
course, if you
Bigfoot
were
could.
900 pounds, I guess you could. The momentum would carry you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fascinating. I mean,
Yeah,
I've
but
never heard that explanation.
oh, I mean, the woods has always been my teacher. I will be honest with you there. I mean, they have taught me so much. I call it the spirit of the woods, because you focus in and you just kind of let your mind, relax and listen, and things come to you, like ideas, like, oh yeah, this would work, or oh yeah, over there it looks like that's a portal over there, But the spirit of the woods actually kind of used to show me things. Oh, and some of the things that they showed me, oh my God. We could have a week and I could tell you all the things. I've got like, oh God, 20, 30,000 pictures of
Wow.
people having experiencing some sort of paranormal phenomena. Most of it is like spirits, standing next to them, or pictures of djinn, coming from the fire. And then but the ones that are
Just
real,
for
I
the
really
listeners, we're
like,
talking about Jin, like DJI, the Middle Eastern idea of spirits.
But they also have them here, but
Wow.
most of the Western people don't realize it, but we were able to pick up oh my God, I got thousands of pictures of the djinn, coming in the form of dragons and people with horns and, oh my God, serpents, oh, tons of them. But I got tens of thousands of pictures of people actually etherically leaving their body, coming out of their physical body and going into other dimensions. Then I've
Wow.
got pictures of people, pictures of the other dimensions with people standing in those dimensions watching us. I'm the
Wow.
only one, there's a few of us that can do that, but it seems like when, like if somebody just goes up into the woods doesn't really show itself to them. But if I'm with them, oh my God, these people get the most incredible pictures.
That
I
sounds
mean,
absolutely
they get
fascinating.
the same type of pictures as I do. And I've had people from the University of Chicago come, from their camera, what it would be, picture photography department, because they'd heard about, the woods and what I do. They've been there. They don't tell me it's who they are until after the whole thing's done and over with. And then, they've come to me and says, hey, whatever you're doing up there, whatever's up there, it's real. Because they take it back to their, department, at the university and study those pictures. It's real,
Oh, yeah, I have no trouble believing that at all.
Yeah.
Just from my own limited experience, we
Oh,
were
it's
in
amazing place.
a very different place. Okay. I felt we were very fortunate that where we, okay, like we parked the car and walked into the trail. When we came back walking out, I wasn't 100% sure we might find the same world. You know what I mean? That we might be somewhere else and might not be able to get back. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Well, people, like they'd be on tour, for smart remark, they say, "Well, do you think that we're going to go in the woods and not be able to come back again?" And I says, "To be honest with you, I don't know."
I can't
Because
guarantee that. Yes,
there's
yes.
parallel worlds, and
Yes.
parallel world. Now we've experienced the parallel worlds around Burlington. The woods isn't just the one spot. There's other spots all around Burlington, but where let's see, there's parallel worlds, and you can step through a portal into a world that looks exactly like the world that you just stepped out of. And you'd never be able to tell the difference, except maybe the color is more livid. You might, let's see,
Some
there might
details
be
are
like a,
different that you
yeah,
might not
there
even be
might be
aware of.
like a something blue that just, like a, maybe there was a sign, in your world, our world was blue. You get over there, it's red. But it's just these very, very minute things, that you see and hear. And once you start focusing and understanding how this world works, then all of a sudden you're able to pick it up quite easily, But yeah, there's parallel worlds, there's remote viewing. Oh my God, what else is there? There's time travel, there's oh God, aliens. Oh my God, we have. I one time I took this guy, he went and let's see, he went and bought, he was going to the on the tour, so he decided he was going to buy a video camera, him and his wife, a nice video camera. And so anyhow, he was on a tour and he videoed, and then we went back, and I always did when I had the sci-fi cafe, I had this like theater room set up, with a big screen where you could take your picture. I would take my pictures and put them up where people could see all the phenomena that they experienced. And then for the fun of it, he says, "Well, can I show my video, see what's on that?" I says, "Yeah, sure, go ahead." So anyhow, he put it up. We got a picture, or we got a video, and it's on YouTube, and it's under Green Man, Burlington, Wisconsin, I think it is, or Burlington, Green Man, Burlington. But anyhow, it shows a time traveler
Wow.
standing watching us as I was talking about, something about the tour on tour. And he was standing there watching. And then he noticed that this guy was videoing him. So he reaches over and he has this thing on his wrist, like a watch, but bigger. And he touched that. All of a sudden, there's this huge white blast of a light that appears. He steps in it, disappears, and the thing closes up on him.
Wow.
Got it on film.
That is awesome.
Got it on film.
Man.
And TMZ,
Yes,
they've
yes.
been up there. And theirs is on YouTube too, where they were filming and people were disappearing right in front of the camera. It was
Wow.
like you could hear them saying, "Oh my God, this person is not here."
That is
They just
amazing.
disappear. But see, the brain, see, now when we're looking, the person is there, right? But then when you look through the camera, the person's not there. But the reason for that is because the brain, if it's something that it does not accept as real, it will replace that image with something else. So, like if a person disappears, the brain's not going to accept that. So it will replace the picture of that person. So when
Oh,
you're
I do
looking, you're
know
seeing the
a couple
person.
times in my life I have seen things that, and not even paranormal things, just human activities that I could not accept that this can't be real. And am I really seeing this? I think I kind of get the experience. The
But
camera's not going to lie. The camera's going to
well,
record.
exactly. A physicist friend of mine, Dr. Claude Swanson, I think it was him. Anyhow, yeah, it was. But anyhow, he's from California. But he came up, to because I had like I pay physicists, I pay their plane ticket, to come, put them up
Oh,
in a
yeah.
hotel just to
Right
look
on.
at this stuff. Anyhow, he said, what you have to realize is. And then he explained to me about the brain not accepting things, and it'll replace it, with something that is more acceptable, to your belief. But he says, but the thing is, the camera doesn't have a brain. It only picks up
Ah,
what
very well.
is
Yes,
or what
yes.
isn't. So he says, so you're seeing the person, but the person's not there, because if you look through the camera, that person isn't there. That's the one you believe. They're either there or they're not there. And the
That is
camera will tell you.
fascinating. Yes.
Yeah.
And
Oh.
that's
It's a
wow.
wonderful world. Like when I went to school, you get that history. I was really good in history, but I was pretty good at all that stuff except math. I'm more right brain.
No,
But
same here.
yeah, but you just. You were taught all this stuff, and school was boring,
Oh,
especially history.
yes.
But then when I started
That's
writing
bad
books and
teaching,
coming
though, because
across,
history
oh
should be
yeah,
fascinating, Hello? Yeah, so we're talking about history. Please go ahead.
So the ancient people knew about Burlington, and the phenomena that took place there. And as I studied that area, there was a Indian legend about the people when the Indians, well, North Americans, Native Americans, whatever. went
Yeah, the
came into the
indigenous tribes that
Burlington,
were
yeah, the
native to the area,
indigenous
yeah.
tribes, thank you. But the indigenous tribes that came there said that when they arrived there, there was people already living there that were Caucasian giants with red hair that they called the Hokadesh. Okay,
Wow.
so
Because
Hokadesh.
that's wow.
Now, where have we heard Hokadesh before? That's when the Egyptians fought the Hittites during the Battle of Kadesh. And remember David Kadesh down in where was that, Texas or something like that? That
Oh,
he had that cult, okay?
yeah.
But
Are
it
we talking about
but it.
David Koresh? It's very similar. It resonates, yes. In
Yeah,
Waco, in we're talking Waco,
in
right?
Waco, yeah, Waco, Waco, though. But anyhow, so I'm thinking, well, holy cats, how did the indigenous people, how did they know the name of this name Kadesh, from all the way back over in Egypt, and so. And so I started researching it out, found out that the people that was here were people of let's see, Abraham. Okay. Now, if you take the word Abraham, oh, I forget the word for it. When you turn letters around. Oh, what is that? Oh,
I
well. But anyhow,
are
you spell it backwards. You know what it spells? Brahma. So they were Brahmin. That was just a word that what they created to because they used to they would communicate with words, okay? But the words, there was be like the one word, that you'd read, like Abraham, okay? But for the people, that was in the know, that were of that
The
tribe or
initiated,
whatever,
yeah.
yeah, they would understand. They would see that and say, "Oh, here lives the people of Abraham," or they were Brahmin. And of course, the Brahmins were, very close to that area of Kadesh.
The priest class in India, we're talking
The
about
priest,
Brahmins.
the priestly caste, so anyhow, so I was able to connect these people, or the early people prior to the Native American Indians, prior to them, lived a race of giants.
And I mean, this is undoubtedly not news to you at all, but it might be to some of the listeners. White giants with ruddy hair, red hair, are not unique to Burlington. They're the enemy of, I believe, the Sioux, several other indigenous tribes mentioned white giants with red hair that they had full-on wars with in prehistory. And that's absolutely fascinating. And then, not to get
And they were
too.
people of Cain, because the people of Cain all had red, or all had the red-haired gene,
Yes.
either red hair or freckles, something that goes back, because that's your sign of Cain.
For so long, some pretty racist people said that the mark of Cain was having dark skin. But in fact, the mark of Cain might be kind of the opposite, and it might be the redheadedness and the freckles and the blood red connection, Yeah, that's really
Yeah, they were
wild.
there, and they were called the Cainites,
Wow.
people of Cain.
And
And
the,
they were the ones of the royal blood, the royal priesthoods.
yes, and you get into that and the Nephilim and a number of things. And man, I'm gonna level with you, Mary. This is, we're probably gonna have to do another show if you can fit it in,
You think?
because we've got a lot of ground to cover.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so the indigenous tribes that were living here, said
Oh, and they
we
said that
didn't.
they were, when they described it, they said they were white with red hair, and they were. The people themselves, the population was as thick as the leaves on the trees.
Wow. Wow. Was there a war between them, or did they just move
Yes.
away? Or
No, there was a war. There was a
is it,
war.
yeah, probably pretty brutal, yeah. But
And a lot of this information could actually, I was actually able to find in the Book of Mormon.
oh yes, I well,
Da,
that leads
da.
right into what I wanted to ask you about.
Which is
So
connected to Absalom, and
yes.
Cahokia. They're
Yes.
all the same people,
Yes.
which predated the Aztec.
Wow.
The
So
Aztec actually came from they came from Wisconsin, and as a people, and then they relocated down there in Mexico.
and that's why we have Aztalan State Park in
Exactly.
southern Wisconsin. Yes, I've
And
been dying to get there.
AZ or AZTL, whatever, that's a signature for Atlanteans.
Oh man, it just gets deeper and deeper.
Oh, totally.
But so, yes, so the indigenous tribes said we didn't make the mounds. Is that correct?
Right. That
The
was
people who were
these
here
people.
already made the mounds, which is some fascinating, because the mounds, correct me if I'm wrong, but the mounds in Burlington have never really been discovered or
I
like
was the one, yeah.
analyzed.
They refused. Now I have Oh my God, some of the things I can tell you. They just put a swimming pool. Was it a swimming pool? Yeah. They put a, well, I shouldn't say just, about 4 years ago, they put a swimming pool in Burlington, and they were digging up this roadway near, to get the fill. It was probably, I can't remember the details on it, but anyhow, as they were, oh, how in the heck did that story go? No, they were digging they were digging the pool, all right. And as they were digging the pool, they found giant bones.
Wow, which would not be the first time, because I've documented this on the podcast before, that Wisconsin has been the site of multiple finding of
A giant.
giant bones connected to mounds. Now, we have mounds that were built by Native Americans, but we also have mounds that were built by apparently somebody else, and we have giant bones. And somehow this all disappears. And Smithsonian Institute, I'm looking at you. Yes, that's where they disappear to. Does that sound about right?
The Smithsonian, well, actually, the Smithsonian started up at the same time as Mormon religion. And because oh my gosh, what was his name? The prophet that
Joseph
started
Smith.
Mormon, Joseph Smith. Now he found, this goes back to your battle. Okay, there was two main players in that. One was the and they were both giants, giant races, and they had one of the final battles was there in New York, Kumara, the Hill of Kumara. And anyhow, they're supposed to be their final battles. But they also had, I found battlefields right there in Burlington as well. So, I mean, it was kind of
Wow.
like it was kind of like a civil war going on between these two giant factors. So, oh, I've got pictures. I've got this one guy, and see, I can't show. Well, I show him, but I don't, put it out there who, where it is, or who it was that showed it to me. But actually, dug up a grave with a giant in it, he was, and then they took pictures of it, and then they reburied him. So that nobody would find him, because the Smithsonian, they would have just taken them, dug that up, and
Exactly, they
took
make that
them and
disappear.
disappeared. Yeah. So, but anyhow, he took pictures and he sent them to me. But anyhow, when the Hill of Kumara, that was when the angel Moroni came to Joseph Smith and told him about these ancient people. And that, and so it showed him where this battle was. And as he dug, he found the golden plates, that started the Mormon religion.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
at that same point in time was the Smithsonian started up. The science of archaeology started, because they found out too that there was giants. One of the first historians was, I believe it was either Thomas Jefferson, not first archaeologist here in North Earth in the United States. It was either Thomas Jefferson or George Washington. I think it was Thomas Jefferson, though.
Thomas
But
Jefferson
anyhow.
sent those two guys and oh, now great, I'm blanking on their names, but he sent those two explorers to the West Coast, and they were basically had their life saved by the Native American lady Sacagawea,
Clark and what was it? Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark, exactly. And they went out there, and Jefferson expected they might find dinosaurs. He didn't have any idea what they might find, but they did this exhaustive research and they found a lot of stuff. And probably all that stuff hasn't been revealed.
Well,
Yeah.
even Abraham Lincoln wrote something about up by Niagara Falls, that the land that you're standing on underneath is full of giant bones of our ancestors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sinking in for a minute.
But I mean,
Yes.
totally. I mean, that whole history, you never heard about that stuff in the in high school, grade school, or any of that. Now,
That's what I
biblically,
was
you heard
saying when
about
we
the
took a break,
giants.
that
Yeah.
seriously, if history is not interesting, that's bad teaching.
Yeah.
Because history should be fascinating,
Oh, and
because
once you
it's
discover,
awesome.
the real history, oh my God, it's so fun. I mean, there's just not enough hours in the day to learn,
True enough, I don't feel I know 15% of what actually happened. I just know some stuff. It's very interesting.
Well, when you were up in the when you were up in the Burlington Woods, did you come to like halfway point? There was like this opening, and there was there was no tree really, the few trees and few little vegetation, and there was like a rock circle, things like that in there.
Oh, we came upon a campsite with a rock circle. We came
Yeah.
upon trees
Yeah.
that
Well,
had rocks all around them. We
that was
knew
an ancient
people
that was
were
an
doing
ancient
stuff.
temple. Yeah, that was
Wow.
an ancient temple. And if you kind of go back down through there into the berry briars and all that, you'll find these ancient ovens where they were smelting ore. I think it would have been I don't know what they were, what type of. I know this was during the Bronze Age. Well, they were there. Their civilization ended around 10,500 BC.
Think
That,
about how
but
long
how
ago that
long?
is, you know?
Yeah, and that's when it ended. How long it was, how long it lasted, who knows? But we do know that it coincides with the Atlanteans, so.
Yes, and
Well,
that's an important thing.
and
And I want to get into it, but I don't know if we have enough time to get into it tonight. But I definitely want to get into that
well,
because.
I'll give you something before our interview's done. And speaking of giants, this is going to blow a lot of people away. Noah and his family were giants. And remember where it says in the Bible, it says that they chose Noah because his blood had not been contaminated. Well, the reason it wasn't contaminated because he was pure Anunnaki, which were giants. They were the originators of the giants here on Earth. And so,
Whoa.
yeah.
There's
And
so many
yeah,
fascinating
and if you
things
go back
involving that.
into the biblical, in the biblical text, it tells that Noah's his sister was a giant, and it goes into the family line of Noah as giants, but nobody picked up on it, because they used a different term for it. The blood was uncontaminated,
So
that's
much has
because it
been slept under the rug.
it's just unreal. And fortunately, we and your listeners are people that actually got to experience the knowledge of it, because there's so many people that's just going to be born and die without even knowing any of this stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
And see,
But
we
we
are
do the best
actually
we
being
can.
able to, yeah, but we're experiencing it. I mean, our eyes have, we're awakened, and we're seeing things, and we're open to this incoming information, and the universe is supplying us with that information. Where a lot of people, they're just, in the New Testament, it refers to Jesus calling people living dead. It's kind of like our zombies today, that they are here, but they are not spiritually awakened. And he called them what did I say? Spirit, the Walking Dead. No,
No,
Living
that's
Dead, Living Dead.
precisely right on.
Yeah, Living
Most
Dead.
people just kind of wander through this and they don't see the bigger picture and they
I
don't
came
want to
back.
see the bigger picture. You know,
Yep.
they just want the normal thing. And
Well, I call them 9 to 5ers.
that sounds about right.
Because they get up. I mean, they've been all been conditioned for it. They get up, get dressed, and go to work, come home, spend a few hours with their family if they're lucky, go to bed, then go to work. They don't have time to look around and smell the roses, Where
Watch
us,
American
we've
Idol.
actually been able to experience some of it, experience the joy, that there's something more to life than what we've been taught.
When you access what everything else is going on, it is. It's like turning the key. You really see, wow.
It's
There's
like,
so much more
oh my
out
God.
there.
Yeah.
We've
It's like,
just cracked the 1%
oh
of
yeah, we
everything
haven't
that's
even
really
touched
happening.
the surface. We haven't get Can you imagine being able to get down into those tunnels of the Vatican? What is there, like 5 miles
Oh,
or something like that? I mean, here we go and we pick up
I'd
little
love
pieces.
to.
Oh, we pick up like little tiny bits and pieces, of information that they've overlooked. But I'll bet you, boy, if you got down there in that tunnel system of the Vatican's, everything that we're trying to find, they've already got it in those books.
And yeah, speaking of tunnels, there are tunnels in Burlington, aren't there?
Oh yeah. I've got a website. It's called burlingtonnews.net/tunnels. And I have got, I composed or compiled all the tunnels that I knew of that's here in the United States and around the world. And I did that because, there's people don't know about them. And like, if we ever needed to take, sanctuary someplace, we're going to have to go underground. But if you don't know about the tunnels or how to get into these tunnels, well, it's kind of difficult. So what I did is for, oh God, I don't know, 10 years maybe it took me about to compile all this, but it's there, Well, and I broke it down state by state and then country by country.
That's fascinating.
And each town, well, towns are always built on another town and another town and another town, right? And
Yeah,
so
that's
like
kind of how it works.
and so like the tunnel systems are connected from one town to another town to another town, and then it goes underneath the ocean into the other countries. So you can actually go when you're in the tunnel system, you can go all around the world underground. Go, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, oh yeah.
That's quite something. But
Uh-huh.
they also use this for like very mundane things,
Oh yeah,
which
like
were
Al
good
Capone.
things. Like they use it. This is part of the Underground Railroad, right?
Yeah. Well, they call it the Underground Railroad, but it's not, well, But that's what they call it nowadays,
They
but
helped
it
black
has nothing
people
to do with
escape
it.
slavery and get away
Yeah.
from that. Yeah.
But I mean, these tunnels were so big that you could drive two large trucks side by side underground. And if you've ever
Wow.
been in one of these tunnels, the tunnel system is all done, the architecture is all done in brick, beautiful arched brick, right? And of course, here it was, you had the beautiful arch brick layout underground, but then when you see the surface of the town, it was all dirt and cowboys and horses, mud underneath, completely different world.
No,
Al
I get
Capone
you.
And
And
then, you know,
then
like to,
later they used it exactly, Al Capone, to move illegal booze during Prohibition.
Yeah, because they couldn't run those semis, you know, those large trucks, on the road, because they'd be pulled over. So they used the Al Capone ran his illegal booze all the way up into Canada,
Oh
through
yeah.
these tunnel systems.
That's one
Moose
of
Jaw,
those
Canada.
things where the government says we're going to solve this problem by passing these laws. Public drinking is a disaster, so we're going to pass these laws. And Al Capone says, yeah, thank you. Get my Tommy gun. I got some stuff to do, you know? And once upon a time, we banned crack cocaine. And Pablo Escobar says, yeah, thanks. I got some stuff to do, you know? There's unintended consequences, you know? Exactly. But man, we haven't even touched on the string out in Mormons.
No, but we will,
We will, exactly.
and then,
Hey,
like I said, I invited you to join us in I got some friends coming in from St. Paul, and we might be getting a B&B down there in Burlington, and we're gonna take a little jaunt, into the woods, and you and your friend are invited to go,
thanks a
as my
lot,
guest,
Mary. I really
as
appreciate
my
that.
guest. Yeah, and I can show you some amazing things that people would just, they don't know about because,
I totally believe that.
But they
I
have a right in sight, right in Burlington, there is a temple mount that they changed into. Well, the Mormons. Well, how was it, Joseph Smith? Well, the first. It'd been Joseph Smith's people came here, okay, and settled Burlington, in their time, and they bought up. One of them bought up this mound. All right, a big. It's almost like three stories. I mean, it's bigger than Cahokia's, and
Wow.
this one, Burlington, actually is bigger than Cahokia. If they'd
Wow.
ever, if they would ever come in and excavate this place. This would be the one they, I'm sure, would be one of the largest that they've in North America, but it's all covered. But anyhow, this is like he bought this land three it it's almost like three stories, but it's like a stepped flat top pyramid, and he bought it, and because he knew what it was, and then there is a tunnel underneath that whole thing. There was a tunnel that ran back out of that area into more of the town, and Al Capone used to use that area, those tunnels for running his booze.
Wow, the
But
interesting conflicts that happened there.
oh my God,
Hey,
yeah, and
this
that's why the
is.
Mormons settled here, because the Mormons settled in Burlington because it was told by Joseph Smith that Burlington was going to be one of the foundation stones of the temple, where during the end days, a temple would appear out of the sky, which would be the next temple of Jerusalem, and it was supposed to appear
Oh, wow.
in Burlington,
Like in the
and
book of Revelation,
guess what? One
the
day,
New Jerusalem lands down on. Yeah, go ahead.
And one day, one night, we were out there in that same area photographing UFOs, and with my girlfriend and I. And the night sky, there was no stars, right? But I mean, there was no, it was cloudy, just no stars. So anyhow, I was kind of interested in it. So we started taking pictures of that. There was that temple. I got photographs of the temple that Joseph Smith talked about that was
Wow,
going to
that's
appear out of the
awesome.
sky. It was in another dimension, hidden.
Do you
And there it
have any
was.
Forgive me if I'm asking to something too personal, but do you have any connection to the Stringite Mormon Church?
Oh, I was married to a Mormon at one time. That lasted about a year.
That's
That's
cool.
a whole new story. But no, but I was, well, the Strangites were the ones that, that started the Mormon community of Voorhees, here in Burlington.
Yes, where they
Yeah.
were accepted, where everywhere else they're rejected,
Yeah. See, Prophet Strang, and who was it? I can't remember. But anyhow, one sector went to Utah, and the other Strang, he stayed here. His people
Right on.
stayed here. They were called the Strangite Mormons.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were very progressive. While
Very.
the Brighamites were,
Yeah.
if I
That's what
may
I was
clear
saying.
my throat, the Brighamites were very racist and
Yeah.
very sexist and
Yeah.
very, they had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
James J. Strang, like, this is pre-Civil War, and he accepted black men into the priesthood. At an equal level. And he was very much more open to women being able to have a voice in the church.
Yeah, he's
And
also a polygamist.
yes, and I understand that. At the same time, in that world,
He was the only proclaimed king of the United States.
that's true. But at the same time, he was an elected like state senator in Michigan, wasn't he?
Yep. That's where,
So,
yeah, he had a lot of power up there, and then he had so much power that they a gang got together and shot him,
yes,
and
and
all
the
the
U.S.
Strangites
Navy
left
helped
there.
him get away.
Was it Beaver Island or something like
It
that?
was Beaver Island,
Yeah,
and but he
and then
tried
he
to
died
explain.
here. Yeah, he
He
died here
exactly.
in Burlington, though.
He died in. I visited his grave. Yeah. But he was King of Beaver Island, but he was also a state senator in Michigan at the time.
He had a lot of power.
And he said, "Yes, I'm a king, but just like Jesus Christ, my kingdom is not of this world." You know what I mean? I'm a king, but not like King Charles, you know what I mean? I'm not setting laws and stuff. I'm just leading this religious order. I mean, that's the impression I got. But
Yeah.
anyway.
Well, the reason they got shot
Go
is
ahead.
because oh my God, if you got a bunch of Strangite Mormons, I'm gonna get shot for this one. But he said that, well, he was a prophet, right? And him and Brigham Young, they both tried taking over, the community, the Mormon community, when Joseph
Yes,
Smith
yes.
died, and but anyhow, so the prophets would get the word of God. Once they got the word of God, then that was law. They were the voice
Yes.
pieces of God, so you never question it. So Joseph or so Strangite turns or Strang turns around when he's up there in Beaver Island, and he says that the God said that from now on that there was going to be a new law that he had to have sex with the bride, before the groom
Oh
could.
God, the kind of
And
first
it
night
pissed off,
law.
yeah. And one of those guys,
Oh
they shot him.
dear.
Yeah, they got together and they
There are
shot
so many rumors out
him.
there, and
Oh.
I can tell you, I interviewed a while back a Strangite Mormon elder, and he got hot off the topic of we were never horse thieves. That's a lie. We didn't steal any horses. All right. I haven't even heard this other allegation, but a lot of things were alleged, and I'm not saying that didn't happen. I have no idea, but
But you know Cole Younger, you know the Jesse James gang and Cole Younger, the
okay, yeah.
Younger gang. Cole Younger was actually is Cole Man. He dropped the man from the Cole, you know, so from Coleman. So then he went with Cole, Jesse, or I forget what his real name was. But anyhow, Cole. But guess where they were from? They were from Voorhees. They were Mormons.
No kidding. Wow. I had no idea.
As you can see, I've studied Burlington and the people that have lived there and just the mysteries. Oh my God. I think I
this
probably put about 15 years into it, probably. Well, I'm still
No,
doing
but
it.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're kind of running out of time here.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to have you back again, Mary, okay?
Oh, okay. I'd be happy. It was fun tonight. You know, like I said, I haven't done, you know, after my husband died, you know, I kind of just kind of been kind of creating a, trying to find a new life for myself, you know, and it's been difficult, but
Oh, I'm
I'm getting
sure.
there, you know, and like I said, I think you're only like the second interview that I've done, you know, since Brad died. It'll be 2 years, the 31st of this month.
I
Yeah.
really appreciate that. I mean, that means
Yeah.
a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Where can people find you if you want them to find you?
Burlington News, one word, .net. So it's Burlington News .net, but it's all one word. And they can go there. That's my home page. And they could, and then there's all my links are on that, you know, where you can buy all the stuff that we're talking about. I have in my books too, so you know, like if people want to, you know, go further with the information, you know,
By all means,
there they
people
are.
buy a book. It's totally worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're very popular, you know, very popular. Well, you know, I was the one that started the red-haired race. I coined, yeah, I was the one that coined it and
Wow.
started it on the internet because nobody, I knew, I'd heard about it, but, you know, well, because of being in Arizona, because of the legends I'd heard about the little people and the giants. So anyhow, when I came up here, I forget exactly how it started, but, anyhow, I got interested always because of the Indian legends of the Hokadesh. And so anyhow, I started writing about it. And a lot of the researchers got mad at me. You know, they says, you know, how, you know, vain was I, you know, that I could actually create or give a coin a term of like a red-haired race of giants. There was no such thing. And oh my God, the researchers, they came down on me so hard. And it's just like, I don't
Which is
care.
nonsense because that's well
Yeah.
documented. That's
Yeah.
been all over
Yeah.
the place.
Well, it
Yes.
really wasn't that well documented, but like I said, I've been working on it for almost like 20 years.
But
So,
20 years ago, it wasn't. Currently, it is. Yeah.
yeah.
You're a
And so,
trendsetter, you know.
yeah. And so, you know, there was very, very little that was written about it. You know, you wouldn't believe the work that I've done to pull out all this information that I'm showing you or telling you and your listeners. But anyhow, so, you know, they tell me, they write to me and say, drop it. It's like, no, I'm not going to. And so they tried crucifying me, you know, and saying, oh, well, you know, she's a fruitcake, you know, nutcase or whatever, you know, and but I still stuck to my guns. Now, if you type in the search engines, red-haired giants, there's over a million websites out there on
Believe that.
red-haired giants. Yeah. You know, all you gotta do is type in a search in any search engine and it's way over in the millions, you know, about websites we're talking about red-haired giants. So anyhow, kind of say, you know, what I'm saying is if you believe in something, you know, stick to it. Don't let anybody change your mind, you know, unless you're wrong, of course, then, you know, you got to change your mind, you know, and stay with the truth. But if you believe in something, don't let somebody try telling you, you know, or laughing at you and try to make it where you don't want to. follow your dream or follow your research because it's important,
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, hey, thanks a lot for being my special guest this week.
Well,
And
I'm sorry about missing out on you a couple days ago, but
that happens. No big
yeah.
deal. But thanks for showing up tonight. And we've got to have you back because we've barely scratched the surface here.
Oh yeah. Well, you follow me, I'm more than because what how it was told to me is spirit would give me the answers to what I was seeking as long as I shared that information with everybody else. But if I chose to hoard that information, keep it to myself, then they was not going to share any more with me. So I share anything people want. I'm an open book, I even write books on it, do CDs. I've got my websites. My God, it's like a New York City, mapping New York, city. I mean, it's so big,
Oh, yes.
but so I'm an open book. So like if you want to, got any questions or your listeners got questions, I got the answers. I ain't saying they're all right, but but then you get it's like with me, I can read a whole book, and it could be the most dull book that you ever read, but I'll find like one little sentence in there that connects to something else, and so I follow that thread. That's what
Oh,
people got to do, is follow those threads.
it's been some absolutely fascinating material.
Yeah,
And
thank you.
hey, thank you very much.
Oh, you're
And
more than welcome.
this should be up within 3 days, and I will definitely send you the recording. And thanks a lot for being here.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And we'll do it again soon. Okay. And
Absolutely,
remember,
I definitely want to do that.
burlingtonnews.net. And I am on Facebook, so Mary Sutherland. Anyhow, thank you. I enjoyed tonight. And
Oh,
thank you,
you're.
listeners, for the checking in and listening to what this crazy old lady has to say from time to time. Okay. You guys all take care now. BurlingtonNews.net. Remember that. And if you want my books, it's BurlingtonNews.net/books. BOOKS. How's that?
Perfect. This has been the weird part. I have been your host, Vincent Trumo. Mary Southern has been my special guest. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Good night.